So, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Parsha Matzeis Mathe. So, one episode which takes place in this week's Parsha. Am Yisrael have a milchama with the people of Midian. They come back from the milchama with all types of spoils. And we see recorded in the Torah of Alachas, which relate to Kalim, which they've taken from the Goyim. So we have all the halakhas of Kasher and Kalim. Yeah, they've taken these Kalim which were used for food, types of metal, this, that, so on and so forth, and Toivling, Kashering and Toivling. Right. So primarily the halakhas of Kashering, and there's also a remez to the din of Tzvidas Kalim. So because they've brought these Kalim from Goyim, which need to be dealt with in the right fashion, so that's why the halakhas are recorded over here. What are you going to do to the Kalim, Kasher them, and so on. Now the question is, and this is not the first time we are meeting Am Yisrael having a milchama with Goyim and taking spoils. Just a couple of parshiyos ago, we had the episode of Sichon Va'oig, where Am Yisrael also had a milchama and took spoils. So what happened over there? Presumably they also took Kalim. And we don't find any instruction given in the Torah how to deal with these Kalim. Suddenly we wake up over here, and this milchama with Midian, here it tells us how to deal with these Kalim. Over there, no mention of it. Okay, so let's hear an answer.
Answer. These Kalim taken not for usage in Midbar.
Okay.
They don't need Kalim.
Okay.
Right now, extra time. Less water will take care of Kalim, you will slip it to Israel. You don't need to take this Kalim and
you say, nah, maybe they didn't take any Kalim.
They didn't take it.
Well, there's no need for it. They only took it here because this is like the last.
Yes, I think that by the true grill of my meeting mom.
Okay, I hear. I hear. It's a nice idea.
Maybe.
Yeah, okay, we're going to share some other ideas, but I hear the idea. I'd like to look at something else. Even here, they're still in the midbar.
Yeah.
Mr. Goffman's suggesting that maybe because this is the sort of final Milchama that we're going to meet before going into Eretz Yisrael. So here we're sort of, you know, almost going in, so it's worth taking some Kalim with you.
You go to Shabbat, you shopping before going
right.
To Israel.
Oh.
There's
yeah.
A market, okay. You need to shop.
Okay. Right. That's an idea, yeah. It's an idea, actually.
I cannot lose it through a
okay, well, I want to look at a different idea.
Yeah.
It takes us on to an interesting topic. We're going to find in a few parashiyos time, as Am Yisrael approach going into Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu gives them a whole speech about how they should behave when they come into Eretz Yisrael. And he says that when you're going to come there, say the Dvorim Perikvah, he's going to give you you're going to find there big cities which you didn't build. And then it tells us houses filled with all good things which you didn't build, so you're going to just find it there. Pits which you did not dig, vines and olive trees, olive groves which you did not plant, and then it says, va'achalta v'savata, you will eat and be satisfied. Oh. So come along Chazal, and they pick up on something, and they say, what do you mean you'll eat and you'll be satisfied? What sort of products do you think the goyim store in their houses, in their pits, and in their olive groves and so on and so forth? What sort of things do you think they have? You think they have their things with the hechsher of the Eder Haridi? Yeah, or maybe not even. So what sort of things do you think they have there exactly? Oh my, for here Chazal deduce, says the Gemara in Kulim, a tremendous, like surprising finish, that at this time when they arrived there in Eretz Yisrael, Dabar Tomei Ishturi Lahu, there was some special leniency when they, at this time, to permit them to eat even Dvorim Tomei. Dichsev Ubatim Malayim Kol Tu, houses filled with all good.
No, just get a key here, Tomei is one thing, but not kosher is another thing. Because it's this goy, cooked meat is this.
Yeah.
So why Tomei?
No, tummy in this sense doesn't mean like tummy as opposed to tummy and tummy, you know. It means not kosher. Why does it say openly in the next few words?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like in war. When you go to war, you can
use it. Oh, that's exactly, we're going to see now. Okay. So, that's what the Gemara says. It chooses it from these psukim when they arrive to throw the special leniency based on this pasuk. The house is filled with all good to include even dvarim tmeim they were allowed to eat. Now let's take a little look. Let's turn over together this Rambam. So wait a second. Exactly. Very good question. It's exactly how we want to tie all this in. How does this tie with the Kasher and Canaan and stuff? So, to understand this a little better, let's look at the Ramban in two places, worth learning through together inside. Ba'adas Rabbi Seinu Yirmoizvoi, says the Ramban, according to Chazal, this prophet teaches, Ki hatoi ba'hu ashi imotse bebatim hamaleim muta. Whatever you find in those houses is muta, afilu hoyu shom zvorim haneh sorim batoyo. Even if they contain forbidden foods, kegoin kavli de chazeri, for example, pieces of a chazir, meat of the chazir, oy krobin, netuin kilayim orla, even the next part of the pasuk, which speaks about vineyards and olive groves, even those things could contain dvorim asurim, they could be orla, they could be kilayim, they're still mutter. But afilu beboros, even when it mentions in the pasuk, the pits, what could be inside a pit, you store their food and so on and so forth, you're talking shahar about hatsi boson tvar isul, the tiyah asher bohen, perhaps the coating on the side of the pit could contain something of Isra, which then seeps into the food, and so on and so forth. Now, we'll skip the paragraph, and he says, Vahara, skipping to the paragraph, Vahara, Kosav, Behilchis, Melachim, Ulchamayseh. Now, the Rambam says the Rambam, quotes his antagonist, the Rambam, Chalutzei Tzavo, says the Rambam, Chalutzei Tzavo, soldiers, Mishayi Komsu Begvul Hagoyim, Yishvu Mehem, once they entered the areas belonging to non-Jews, Mutar lahem lechol nevelos the trefes of the star chazir v'kayotzei bohem. They can eat non-kosher food, like Mr. Goffman mentioned, imrov, if they are hungry, blow matzah b'yochol, on condition that they do not find other foods readily available. Ela ba'cholim elu ha'asurim v'chein shoyse yayin nesech. V'piyashua lomdu u'batim meleim kol tov. Says the Rabbah, this halacha is based on this pasuk, batim meleim kol tov.
So the Rabbah, I'm very clear right now. One phrase the Rambam tells while they're eating, very clear, if you would not find another food.
Right, very clear.
It means it's there and threat of you dying.
Right.
Yeah, even today you can eat it.
Oh, exactly. But exactly what I want to say. We're going to see in a second an important halachic in the Rambam, and we're going to see in a second the Rambam's own position where he has a different understanding.
Yeah.
The Rambam understands this is some sort of leniency related to the halachos of Melchama. And in fact, in any halachically sanctioned Melchama, this applies not just when the ancient Ezra
is
destroyed.
It is how you call it, threat of death.
Yeah, I'm not sure that it's mubbish because nefesh. It would be absolutely nefesh. It wouldn't need a special new pasuk to teach us. But I think it's like an extension of the idea of mubbish. Even you'll find the case it's not 100% because nefesh, but it's a case of extreme difficulty. Then, special leniency over here. Okay, so the question was, it's exactly Pekuach Nefesh, or it's similar to Pekuach Nefesh, but it's definitely down that type of road. That's the idea. It's a case of very extreme Sayyidah. It's in a time of Mosama, there isn't anything else available. And, indeed, that halacha didn't only apply when they went into Eretz Yisrael. It applies in any situation, any similar situation, any time of Mosama where you have this situation, it applies.
Okay.
That's the Rambam's view. The Rambam says, the ain there nothing. Next paragraph, Rambam. So the first position was Rambam with a mem, Maimonides. Now the Rambam with a nun, he himself comes and puts over a different position. He says, I do not agree with the Rambam, that's not what's going on over here. Ain there nothing. Sheloi bishvil pikuat nefesh a ra'avoin bilvad hutar bishas mocham. This is not a heter related to pikuat nefesh or extreme hunger, a dispensation for those situations, that's not the point.
Now,
After they conquered these areas in Eretz Yisrael, it was a special leniency to allow you the spoils of Eretz Yisrael when they conquered it. For lo b'chol chalutzei tzava, this does not apply to every war, ela ba'aretz asher nishba la'aviseinu lo says lanu, only in the conquering of Eretz Yisrael at that time. Komoshim u'furish ko'inim. So says the Rabban, it's a completely different idea. It's not a very different idea, and maybe a little difficult, but different idea altogether. It's nothing to do with soyret, pekuat nefesh, extreme difficulty. It's a special sort of present that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave as part of the Knesset of Eretz Yisrael. Everything that was there became committed to Jews.
So, can you imagine, you know, why it says the Yishuk?
Yeah.
Because it's so great that we have Israel for 2 weeks and let you sleep
in Zion.
How do you like this?
Right, it's
that.
Very
simple.
Yeah.
Because this, I don't like you to wear it all my own. You're so good. It's opposite right now. Right now, you're supposed to, if circumstances force you, I grant you
yeah.
a present of what you could stand. You learn well next to this different nature. How do you like?
Yeah, you're right. It does seem very. It needs to be understood. I agree.
Another thing with the Ramban. There's no such thing as campaign. Because the more it's coming to myself, the more idea. So what the answer is this about?
No, because we're talking when it actually got into Eretz Yisrael. Or equally so, come to the Ramban. Equally so, any time, any period later in history.
Okay.
Doesn't have to be only when they came into Eretz Yisrael, but also we're talking when they've already gone in. So there's no more bond. As soon as they came into Eretz Yisrael, bond finished.
Yeah.
So there's no more bond. So if you don't find any other way, so it's good.
Because right now, Ramban gives us another message, which I need to see in God. That this kasher of law is not absent. It's embedded in commendation. Because if they'll say that it will hurt your body, completely away, then what's going on? You have cause of cheating fears in hand because you're good, history. It's very, very
okay, it's really, you're right. It's really, actually, the more you're misbehaving,
it might not argue with your umbrella, but I am. But it's extreme.
No, I understand, you're pointing out, it's very, I agree.
Let's come back to me, Johnny.
Oh, yeah, so now let's come back. So let's.
Before you come back to the journey.
Yeah, okay.
One after the Nisibor, the failure of the stage is again. And in the Midoni, they are not in Israel.
Oh. Means done what? Do they want them for altogether?
They need it, so.
Because they brought them up. Yeah, I don't know if it's such a question that, because we do find that they ate other foods as well. Not Musa, but they only ate one. They had from people around about them. Hazal mentioned that they sometimes bought things from merchants who came by. And even if it's an open period of the Pesukim, it could be that they also sometimes cooked them all. Okay, so let's just summarize this Lachoikas Rambam and Rambam and what the Nafkimin is. So Lachoikas between the Rambam and the Rambam, Rambam is saying that it's something related to Soyrek on time of Muhammad. Because it's very hungry, something like that. And according to the Rambam, the leniency applies to any Milchama. Nothing to do with especially conquering Eretz Yisrael. Applies to any Milchama. According to the Ramban, it applies even if there's no special spoilers, even if you don't need a not because of Nebuchadnezzar need, but it only applies to that special spoils in Eretz Yisrael.
In that case, when you first time in the prison,
yes.
Or second time?
No, that first time. It's a special historical thing. Nothing. It doesn't apply in future things. So now, let's turn back to our question which we began with the kashering of these Canaan. So we ask, here they are fighting against Midian, and they bring spoils, they capture Canaan, and we get all these halakhos of kashering Canaan. So we ask, what happened to the previous Milchama with Sichon and Og, where they also presumably took spoils, and we don't find that they kashered the Canaan. So says the Ramban.
Okay, it's Ramban.
Nachmanji. So he says now. Yeah. So now he says, based upon what I hold, I'm going to tell you an answer. An answer which is Meshitosai, in line with his understanding and not with the understanding of the Ramban. Now, in this week's parasha, we're told the halakas of Hagolas Kelim. Said the Ramban, the answer is that the previous Melchama, Sichon and Oig, who are they? They are Melochim of the Emori. Emori is one of the nations promised to Avraham Avinu, and their land was part of the Eder HaYarden land, which was captured and attached to Eretz Israel. So that land, says the Ramban, is subject to the special leniencies of the spoils of Eretz Israel. Wasn't Eretz Yisrael Mamish, but it's the Eder HaYarden area which is attached to Eretz Yisrael. So, says the Ramban, those Canaan didn't need Hagolas Canaan. Because when we had the war with Sichon and Og, we're talking about Eretz Yisrael type land. So there was no need to kasher the Canaan. Because I hold, all the forbidden spoils found there are all mutter.
Forever.
Masha'in came. In this week's parasha, we're talking about a Melchama with Midian. Midian has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. No connection to Eretz Yisrael. So just a Melchama. We have to take revenge on them for what they did to us. No Eretz Yisrael leniencies for the Kelim of Midian. So Ramban, according to what I hold, that in Eretz Yisrael it's all mutter and outside Eretz Yisrael it's not. So then, we can understand why the tzibui was only given in this week's parasha. Previous parashas, we're talking about spoils of Eretz Yisrael, no requirement to kasher the Canaan. Here we're talking about spoils which are not of Eretz Yisrael, you're required to kasher the Canaan. So that answer only works according to the Ramban himself. According to Ramban, who says that there's a special leniency in Eretz Yisrael, outside Eretz Yisrael not. So then there's a chiluk. But according to the Ramban, no reason for any chiluk, and on the contrary, according to the Ramban, that presumably there's no desperate slurry to use the Canaan. I mean, you can cash in the Canaan. So, according to Ramban, we've still got the question, what's going to be the difference between these two occasions? Yeah?
Ramban sounds like a Shimon Ben Yochanan.
It's not a Christian. It's like a, what do you mean? Like a piece of Zohar.
Yeah, because this Goy.
Yeah.
Ate milk together
with
whatever.
Right, so he ate something straight. So you've got his cane.
And because he ate a thousand times.
Of course.
Anyway, I'm not challenging. Good. Where? From where? How?
From where we know, but the sign is what? Okay. So let's share one other point, and then maybe we'll stop. So one further point. So according to the Rambam, we still got the question. According to the Rambam, we still have the question. Yeah. What's the difference between the two occasions?
Yeah.
So one of the professors said something very interesting. Let's just consider this whole topic for one more minute. We know that there's a very basic flaw in the use of non-kosher kelim, that we have a difference between a keli which is ben yoimoy and a keli which is eino ben yoimoy. A keli that was used within 24 hours not kosher, and a keli which was used not within 24 hours. And we know the basic principle is that if it was used within 24 hours for not kosher, then it's actually a raisa level problem to use it now for your kosher. But it is eino ben yoimoy. Then it's not a problem. So for a second, let's be misboiling in this whole thing. All these instructions being given here in the Torah to kasher the Canaan. I mean, Midianites, you could have just waited 24 hours from their last use, and then you could use them. Okay, so we're forced to say, Baal Korcha, the only explanation we can give is the instructions given here in the Torah, on a Torah level at least, are for the sake of if you wish to use those Canaan within 24 hours, you're desperate, so you're there. So this is what you should do. You don't like waiting, so wait! Okay, because you want to use it within 24 hours, so that's what we do. Okay, so we're forced to conclude that when they arrived back to these Kelim of Midian, everything was so quick and swift that they, if they wanted, they could have used those Kelim within 24 hours. Okay, so be it, let's say. Now, says the Tzlach, you'll take a look in Chazal in the sentence that we desire, and you'll see that the Gemara records that Yeshua ben Nun had a famous milchama with Malachim in Eretz Yisrael, the Malchim Canaan, and he had a special mace. And a special mace, Yeshua. The sun stopped for him, and the Gemara actually records that his milchama took 24 hours. Now, wait a second. Now, then the Gemara over there, that even though this is recorded openly in the Nach, but the same thing happened for Moshe Rabbeinu when he fought with Sichon and Oi. When he fought with Sichon and Oi, the milchama was very long, it took longer than a day, and the sun stopped for him, and the milchama took the same amount of time, 24 hours. So, when they arrived home with those Kalim, there's no way that those Kalim were Ben Yoimah. They were Amy Ben Yoimah. So, Ben Yoimah, they arrived and there's no need. That could be an answer for
everyone.
Alright, we'll stop here for a second. Okay, we made Mr. Goffman smile at the end. Okay. Fine. So, we'll stop here for today. Baruch Hashem, have a good day. Go off to love with your program in a good mood.
Right now, I think my
grandfather for Shabbos. Okay.